5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tech Tuesday time, and well, I want to know whether or not you've bought pirated stuff, basically. I want to know just how illegal your whole world is, because if your online world is very illegal, then I have some bad news, and that is that you have, well, one less outlet to ply your evil trade. And Zoe Warne is here to tell us all about it. Thanks for dropping in.
Pleasure.
What are we talking about here? Pirate Bay?
Yes. Well, it's not the fact that it doesn't exist. It's actually still operating, but it's more the fact that their founder has been on the run for a couple of years and they finally nabbed him.
Yes.
They got him.
They did. How did they manage to track him down?
I don't actually know, to be honest. I'm sure they had private investigators and, I was going to say SWAT teams, but a pixelated SWAT team after him, I'm not sure. But they did finally get him, and they're trying to sort of bring him now to justice. And they've increased his fines. They've done all kinds of things. It's been quite an interesting case to watch, actually.
So tell us about Pirate Bay itself.
So Pirate Bay was founded about 10 years ago, and it's what's known as a BitTorrent provider or platform, if you like. So that's where using peer-to-peer connections, you're able to share parts of files and then reassemble them on the other side of the world. So everybody's computers are essentially, it's a giant file sharing network. Mm. And obviously it can get used for good. But in his defense, their defense is to say, well, we didn't actually create this for evil, but that is what people use it for. They just wanted to create something that was allowing people to share files.
Right. I have a file that I would like to share. I will upload it into this sort of network.
Yes.
And if you want to break the law by sharing films or songs or anything like that, well, it's nothing to do with us.
Yes, I'm sure they probably put the premise that it was just, we just started off wanting to share pictures and you know, spreadsheets and all kinds of things like that, but it very quickly evolved into sharing the music and the films that we all know pirating is sort of, you know, focused on now.
Now, the thing is, there are so many of these sites.
Yes,
everyone's
correct.
Doing this, right?
Yes.
And I will admit I don't do it because I don't know how to, not because of any issue with high-minded principle, but people are downloading, you know, US TV series and all sorts of things.
I think Australia is actually known. I think Australia is known as the highest downloader of Game of Thrones and other series. We stock it up. We do what's called binge TV, where we also won't want to watch a series a few episodes at a time. We'll wait till an entire series is downloaded and then we'll get it all in one go and out of the way in a weekend or
which we've actually
something
just
like
been
that.
Hearing in the previous hour of the program is not the way to maximise your happiness. But anyway, that's we need
that.
The break. We need the deprivation.
Oh. But look, we're not alone. It's quite interesting. I mean, in the States, they've actually released the copyright alert system, which is something that's been put in place by the five of the big major ISPs. And in 10 months alone, they've sent 1.3 million warnings to their users out through the ISPs because they're able to detect people downloading pirated things. So if that's just what's happening in 10 months, you know, it'll be quite amazing where it might be in a little bit,
it's
a little bit further
stuff.
Along.
But let's come back to Pirate Bay. And so the founder, or one of the founders at least, of Pirate Bay has now been tracked down.
Yes, Peter Sund or Sund, I'm not sure on the pronunciation. But
he's in Sweden, so probably Sund would be my guess, but it would be just a guess. But so 2 years he was on the run. Does this actually put the cat amongst the pigeons as far as all of these file sharing sites are now concerned, that you'll be tracked down, and so we might start to see these sorts of things
happening?
Shut up shop a bit?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's happened more and more. Originally, I just referred before about, oh, BitTorrent sharing platform. BitTorrent itself was almost like the founder of this whole movement. So Pirate Bay is another evolution or another version of that. There was one, torrents.eu was recently taken offline by the City of London, and it's actually been blacklisted. So the, I guess the search engines have it in their responsibility set to not allow people to find these things easily. But of course, things spring up all the time where they'll come up with lists and on bulletin boards and other postings, share the location of these sites that might actually not be being indexed by the search engines because, like, I suppose they don't want to be sending people to places that are illegal and hope, you know, they can be potentially held responsible for that. So,
yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah. But I just wonder on whether there's this sense at all that the noose is about to tighten, or is this just like one of these, it's a little blip and this file sharing phenomenon will only explode?
Look, that's a great question. And there are lots of different things that they do to get around the blips. So a lot of them will actually, when they were first raided, they actually, Pirate Bay had their 8-year anniversary party of being raided, because it actually happened in 2006. Right. And they took a whole heap of measures since then to protect what are called the tracker server, if you like. So the tracker server is almost like the, I kind of think about it like the queen bee. Mm. It's the server that actually knows where all the files are and where everything lives. And it's also what makes it a lot easier to reassemble and efficiently download the completed file. So if you have your tracker server, if you've got your queen bee, you can pretty much set up your site again pretty quickly. So when they were last shut down, they re-established again within 3 days. They were back up and running.
Nice.
Yep. And they also changed their domain names. And you'll love this. Their logo is actually a pirate ship, hence yeah, Pirate Bay. Yes. And they weren't very happy about when they got busted. So they actually changed their logo to a pirate ship that was shooting cannonballs at a Hollywood sign.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, no.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And then not long after that, I think it was, you know, they changed it with the Phoenix and, you know, rising again. So
of course.
They do lots of measures. They know how to get around it. And that's why they keep popping up, is because it's so easy for them to I guess, respawn, to use a bit of a gaming term.
Yes. You're very well used. And so the battle, I suppose, goes on. So it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in. It seems every time you come in, something crazy is going on. And this is what's happening in Victorian politics.
Indeed.
Tonight,
so. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah. No worries.